The Mexican town of Tlaxiaco is pretty remote. It's in the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca. But it's been getting a lot of attention lately in the American press because it's the hometown of actress Yalitza Aparicio. She's up for a Best Actress Oscar this weekend for her role in Roma. But the town also has a close connection to the U.S. through a radio program that brings families in the U.S. and Mexico closer together. Emily Green is in Tlaxiaco. Emily, what's it like there?
It is a small city. It's about a 7-hour drive from Mexico City, and it's high up in the mountains, quite arid. I'm sitting in the center plaza right now, the town plaza, and I'm looking out over a market. And this region has really been one, you can hear the town bell right now saying that it is 12 p.m. It's quite beautiful, actually. It's this beautiful clock in the center of the plaza. And also, this town is known for a radio show called La Hora Mixteca. And you can hear it here in Tlaxiaco, but you can also hear it in Fresno.
And you're talking about Fresno, California?
Fresno, California. There is a large community of people who originated from this area of Tlaxiaco and the surrounding areas. And the radio show is meant to forge ties between the community here and the migrant community that lives in the United States.
How does the radio program work? How does it bring families together?
What you essentially have are hosts in both Tlaxiaco and in Fresno, California, and they're talking back and forth. And what you'll often hear on this radio program is people in Fresno or people in the area surrounding Fresno sending saludos, sending greetings to their family back here in Tlaxiaco. And it's quite incredible. For example, in the most recent airing of the show on Sunday, this woman came in and she wanted to send a message.
Hey, Estados Unidos,
The woman is talking Triqui, which is another indigenous language here in the area. And what she's telling listeners is that her son, he's 27, moved to the U.S. 10 years ago, and they were in touch until last March. And she hasn't heard from him since. And so what she's asking listeners to do is say, hey, if you have any news of my son, if you've seen him, if you know where he is, if you know if something happened to him, please contact me. And at the end of the clip, she even gives her telephone number. And the astonishing thing is that this kind of strategy, it's worked. Now, it doesn't always end up with happy news. The host of the show here in Tlaxiaco has an uncle who migrated to the U.S. in 2010, and he went missing en route. The host went on the show, said, does anybody have any news about him? And nobody did, and he's been missing ever since. And the interesting thing is that any person I ask on the street has a story of migration. They have their uncle has gone, their father has gone, their mother has gone, or perhaps they've gone and come back. It is really a town with intense ties to the U.S.
Why Fresno? What brought people from Tlaxiaco up to Fresno in the first place?
I think that it initially had to do with agriculture, and it sends back decades to the Bracero program when the U.S. was basically hiring Mexican workers to come work in the fields during the picking season, and then they stayed, and then over the decades, more and more people from this region have gone to Fresno because of the agriculture.
Is this migration flow from Tlaxiaco to Fresno still happening?
It is happening. But I would say with a caveat, when I was wandering around the center yesterday here in Tlaxiaco, I saw a couple of kids rapping. They were in a sort of a rap-off. So then I talked to one of the rappers, and it was interesting. I said to him, do you envision yourself going to the U.S.? And he said, I envision myself traveling, but not going to the U.S., not going to El Norte, he said, because they won't let me in. And so we might see some of these migration flows changing. And in fact, big picture, far more Mexicans are returning to Mexico from the United States than they are immigrating to the U.S.
Emily, are the citizens of Tlaxiaco rooting for Yalitza Aparicio?
Yes, but I'm sort of surprised by the lack of posters or signs I see about the movie Roma here. And I think lots of people have seen it, but this is also a town where there's no movie theater and where it's still pretty isolated. So even getting a signal can be difficult. So yes, they're rooting, but I'm surprised to some degree by the lack of Yalitza propaganda.
We'll see how people feel after the Oscars on Sunday. Reporter Emily Green speaking to us from Tlahiaco, hometown of Oscar nominee and star of Roma, Yalitza Aparicio.